Hi, Anita and Ryan here, and in this training video, right out from the gate, I really want to change the way you look at learning and therefore change the way you experience learning forever. And in order for change to take place, it needs to start at the level of our perception. But perception that's based on accurate reflection, not erroneous reflection. So in this video, I want to give you an aerial view, a context, a proper framework of reference within which to really understand this thing called learning. First of all, to understand the problem and understand the root of the problem where learning is concerned, why you might have struggled for so long up until now. And in the process of that, you may find exposed some erroneous beliefs you may have held about your own learning experience in terms of how good you think you are at learning, how good you could be, how learning best takes place, what your overall ability is. And that's a good thing to dismantle that, because we're not going to leave you hanging there, of course. We're going to replace that with accurate reflection. And in so doing, through the solution I'll provide, to really inject you with a fresh sense of relief, hope, and new expectation going forward from here into the following videos, so that you can change your experience right from the word go. And of course, if you have relief, hope, and fresh expectation, that will change the very learning experience right from the start. So let's start with the problem. And I call this decelerated learning, which is the opposite of accelerated learning, because this cycle that I'm going to go through is what I call a vicious cycle that so many people experience with their learning historically, traditionally, and currently. And in so doing, it really gives them a very poor learning experience as well as poor outcome. And so let's look at each of those 5 points. And where it all starts is that, you know, you may be at different points in your learning experience. You may currently be at school or university, or you may be an adult in further education or returning to work or advancing your career in some way. But in each of those scenarios, it involves taking on board new information and either passing exams or acquiring a certain level in terms of competency so that you can further your career, your job, your work. But here's what so many of us experienced historically. At school, we were taught topics as opposed to being taught how to learn. And I really want you to feel the difference between those two. Being taught a topic is very situational. And if you happen to have a genuine interest in that topic, you're going to fare so much better out of the gate, because enthusiasm and a passion for that topic are great precursors for learning well. But let's say you're learning this out of necessity, because you need to and you have to, but you're not naturally gravitating in terms of a love or an enthusiasm for that topic. Your learning experience is going to be so much harder, unless you're equipped with the skill of learning how to learn. But for so many of us, this was our experience. And as a result of not having the skill of learning how to learn and being taught on a topic-by-topic basis, it slows the learning process down. That's quite logical. And in slowing the very process of learning, it has a knock-on impact for confidence. Confidence in acquiring the knowledge, as well as confidence in applying the knowledge with skill, which is what competence here is about. Confidence and competence are very directly linked. And the fallout from all of those things is that there's a loss of energy, because you consume more energy trying to learn the subject, and you also therefore consume more time. And if you're in business, there is a loss of money and a loss of profits. In fact, this kind of vicious cycle and this approach to learning is responsible for 50% loss of time, loss of energy, loss of money on average. That's a heavy, heavy cost to pay. So what if we could reverse this? And that's what the solution sets out to do. And really what I want to do going forward from here is help you understand that if this has been your experience, all it is, in a very simple form, is it's an issue of alignment here. In other words, we've gone through a process where we're not aligning learning with how the brain learns. And so what we need to do is we need to close those alignment gaps. And in particular, the solution moving on from here is going to start closing alignment gaps between being taught subjects and move you to a place of being taught how to learn, being equipped with the skill of learning how to learn. Moving from a place of very linear approach to your learning, which is really what that means, is about being very one-dimensional, to being very multidimensional, so that you can have an entirely different and easier experience. And also moving away from the traditional rote learning where you're very heavily in absorption mode and repetition, to a place where you're more engaged with your learning such that it really takes root and starts to stick with you in a way that you can translate more easily. So with that in mind, let's now take a look at the solution.